This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So just as we were getting ready to close out the program yesterday morning, got a message from Uncle Rick listening in Tampa, and he told me about something going on with the Russian missiles and Poland scrambling jets and so forth. Well, Uncle Rick, you were right. You're absolutely right. This is what was happening, evidently. This, according to Newsweek, Ukraine's NATO ally Poland deployed fighter jets after a missile that Russia launched as part of a barrage on Ukraine on Wednesday morning headed towards the Polish border before changing course, according to officials. Yes, that would be what we call in the business. I'm sure it's called a close one. That's for sure. But Uncle Rick, I sure appreciate the message. And by the way, Frederick, I appreciate your message very much as well. We're going to ask Chris Markowski about that in his segment. We'll be talking with him a little before the top of this hour in segment number four of the program this morning. So we'll definitely have that ready for Chris. I appreciate it. And folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number two is beginning. It is, of course, Thursday morning, and Kyle Warren with you, by the way. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook, on X, and you can also check out the podcast there as well. A lot of people doing that. We sure appreciate it. And folks, I want to tell you about these, because we're going to talk about the border here in just a moment. But this from Newsweek, again, a command body of the Polish Armed Forces said in a statement on X, formerly Twitter, that authorities were observing Russia's, quote, intensive long-range aviation activity related to missile strikes on the territory of Ukraine. All necessary procedures to ensure the safety of Polish airspace have been launched, it said. We warn that Polish and allied aircraft have been activated, which may result in increased noise levels, especially in the southeastern part of the country. I guess people will hear it flying over. The governor of Ukraine's Lviv region, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said on his Telegram channel that a Russian missile flying towards the border with Poland had changed course and crashed directly into a regional center. So that's very unfortunate indeed. But this is certainly the kind of thing that can lead to a much bigger problem. Because when Uncle Rick messaged me yesterday morning, he was saying, this doesn't look good. I'm just paraphrasing here. But he did bring up the idea of the Article 5. And if Russia, by some quirk or something, ends up attacking one of our NATO allies, well, that could generate such a thing. And of course, whenever you have a war like this, whenever you have close quarters or people that are near the theater for that, something can happen. Mistakes can be made that can cause these kinds of ramifications. So that was averted disaster there, I believe. So, again, we'll keep an eye on that. And thank you, Uncle Rick, for being so astute on that. We sure appreciate it. And once again, folks, the border is, the border is not secure. the border is open. The border is not going to, nothing's going to happen right now, save for what Texas is doing, because obviously the President of the United States won't do what he can do. And this border bill, which was terrible to begin with, that is now going nowhere. And, but the message continues. And this goes to my point. The message of the Democrats in Congress, basically, and especially in this case the Senate, the message from the White House is that they're trying desperately, my friends, to save this border. But you know what's really interesting is now there's, I don't want to say there's universal agreement, but there is now this sort of given that there is a crisis at the border, that the border is in crisis, that there's some, and even Al Sharpton called it an invasion. Well, my friends, you know, they are now, I think their strategy is just, let's just acknowledge what's happening because it's undeniable, right? Because it's undeniable. Let's just acknowledge it, but then we'll just say it's the Republicans. The Republicans will not help, and they won't help Ukraine, and they won't help Israel, and they, all that. And we're just trying so desperately to make this work, and we're just trying to, they won't help us. They just won't help us. That's sort of what they're saying, isn't it? And, but I'll tell you this, the fact that it didn't pass is probably good right now because the bill was so terrible. But even the, I think this was from a day or so, maybe a day ago, but I think you had a reporter at the White House asking Karine Jean-Pierre, is there anything the president can do? And she's not going to say, well, sure. Because you know why? Because his hands are tied on this, folks, I guess. You know, he just can't do anything. And this is where the Democrat messaging machine is so in tune. And that's what we have to be aware of. So let's listen here real briefly.
Second question. The president said last month that there was a crisis at the border. I know the White House is calling on members of Congress to, I think in your words, put policy above politics. In absence of that, though, is the president evaluating any executive actions that he could take on his own to address that crisis? Is he looking at perhaps a menu of things like, you know, maybe a state of emergency or new policies that he can act on his own?
We have a bipartisan agreement that the Senate put forth. Republicans and Democrats came together. There's actually a piece of legislation. Text came out on Sunday. Folks have been working on that for 2 months.
Oh, yeah,
and
two months.
It is the toughest and the fairest piece of legislation that we've seen in decades. There is something out there right there in Congress
right there
for them to answer.
They can answer
questions.
They can answer the questions.
It is.
Okay, so there's Karine Jean-Pierre. You notice, it's a great question, by the way. And the answer, no. The president's not going to go so far as to actually try to do something within his power as president of the United States. No, we want this bill. It's a bipartisan bill because they know they're not going to get it. And then they know, folks, that they can blame Republicans. That, my friends, is their strategy. Stay right there. We are coming right back right after this short message. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thursday edition, folks, continues to roll on. We're having fun this morning. Wherever you are, across the country, listening live, perhaps on GCNLive.com. We're glad to have you with us this morning. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. I'd love to hear from you. And by the way, talking about loving to hear from somebody, it looks like, folks, we've got Aaron in Denver listening on 710 KNUS, and it's a great thing to have Aaron calling in this morning. We haven't heard from you for a while, Aaron, but great to have you with us this morning. Good morning. Yes.
Oh, yeah, there was something playing on. There's something going on.
Yeah, I think it's okay now.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's been a while, Professor Politics. Always good talking to you, and I always love listening to you. So.
Thank you.
But just want to talk about the GOP does it again, and, of course, you had four dumb rhinos bend the knee and do the bidding for their diabolical. We love riding dirty. And I mean, oh baby. We love riding dirty. Broken down, dark side, dumb donkey masters. And then we got a dumb rhino here in my beautiful state of Colorado. Bit the knee and decide to go in with the diabolical dumb donkeys and didn't impeach the so-called Homeland Security moron. And as usual, that's the problem with the GOP. They just don't stay together. Mm-hmm. Unlike the diabolical dumb donkey herd, they stick together. But the GOP just can't, for some reason, just stick together, do the right thing. And also, when it comes to this so-called president, he needs to be impeached. But heck, if you can't impeach the security. How can you piece the so-called bumbling, stumbling, falling, diabolical, dumb donkey president?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's just one mess after another mess, and there's another mess when it comes to GOP, and the only one who gets it is the former president, Donald Trump. That border needs to be shut down. We need balanced budgets. Got to get this country out of debt. I can go on and on and on. But anyway, Professor Politics, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Adios.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. Take care. We'll talk again real soon. All right, Aaron, listening in Denver on 710 KNUS. We love our listeners in Denver, by the way. And thanks again for calling in, Aaron. And yes, well, you know, they are going to try to reestablish that impeachment, I think, of Mayorkas. Maybe next week. They tried to make a procedural maneuver to make sure that it wasn't a tie so that they could bring it back, I believe. That's why one of the votes was changed at the very end. But either way, and there was an issue of having a couple of people out, but I think what Aaron's talking about is exactly right. The GOP needs to be able to act on matters like this. They really need to have a lot more unity of purpose. They've got to see that the Democrats will always act as a unit, and in many cases, the GOP needs to do that on these kinds of things as well. So I appreciate Aaron's call very, very much. They may get another bite at the apple on this. We shall see. But also the ultimate, and I'll just say this, then we'll go to the next caller, the ultimate sort of impeachment, I guess, for Joe Biden, because I don't see that in the cards as we head through this year, per se, but the voters are going to send Joe Biden into retirement, and I believe they're going to replace him with Donald Trump. Again, assuming Donald Trump's the nominee at this point, all indications are, I sound like the eight ball now, don't we? All indications are yes at this point, but definitely the American people will be the ultimate arbiter about which direction this country is going to go in. All right, so once again, thanks so much to Aaron. I appreciate it. Glad to hear from you. All right, let's head over to the other telephone line here right now. We got Backgammon Bob who's calling us up this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes. Did you know that Joe Biden is going to take up the MAGA theme again?
Really? How so?
Yeah, he's going to say, make Alzheimer's great again.
Oh, that's terrible. But, yeah, he's had some real problems lately when he forgot the name of Hamas. You know, but on the heels of forgetting who that Mitterrand was already passed away, mixing that up, it doesn't look good for Joe Biden. He's, in fact, when he kind of vapor walked there at the White House when he was talking about the border bill, that was pretty significant.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine how he's going to be at about the midterm of his next presidency. Just envision that.
Well, that's right. I mean, no matter what, the pressure to be the president, and I know that so many things I think are happening behind the scenes that almost don't involve Joe Biden, but nevertheless, anybody who's president, no matter what age they are, even if they're, quote, in their prime, you know, quote, unquote, the pressure of the office is so great, I can't imagine how people can really handle it.
I'm still betting he won't make it to nomination.
Well, nowadays, that's becoming a more distinct possibility, right? Because they're seeing this reflected in the polls and how people are perceiving Biden. And what happened just the last couple of days really points that up.
I got one more thing to go on to here,
sure,
okay?
Sure.
Okay. I saw a movie on YouTube, which is a great movie and a great place to look at movies, called Sun Valley Serenade. And this was about the Glenn Miller band back in the 1940s, okay?
Okay.
And in one of the scenes there, and this is typical of where things were handled back then, they were going to Ellis Island to pick up essentially a refugee, but it went into the detail a little bit of what they did at Ellis Island. People were screened. They had to have a means of support to get into the country. They had to also be checked out for diseases and stuff like that. And this is how Ellis Island handled things. Now, also in this movie, and you can see, again, back in the 1940s, they had their style of demeanor was much better. The morality of the 1940s was on showcase, and you can also hear some of the wonderful music was done back then. that was done. So I highly recommend this movie. Mm-hmm. It's called Sun Valley's Serenade.
Mm-hmm.
But it showcased a lot of what I was saying. The main thing I was wanting to bring up about Ellis Island was because of the fact of how things were handled, how immigration was handled back then. In other words, our country was considered a safe and secure place, and we were going to keep it that way.
Indeed. And also it's because there was some kind of rhyme or reason to it all. This, what's happening at the border right now that the Democrats are encouraging, is just complete chaos. And that's not what the United States was set up to be like. You're right.
All I know to tell you is this, if this was happening back in the days of our founders, Joe Biden would be taken out, tried, and executed.
Well, yeah, they might have had a different perspective altogether of that time period, but I think the voters are going to settle for sending him back into retirement just to be a grandpa. Yep, that's what I
think. Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, very cool. Back, Em and Bob, we appreciate the call very much. Hope to talk to you again real soon.
You will.
Thanks, Back, Em and Bob. Take care. Have a great morning. And, yes, we will talk to Back, Em and Bob again real soon, I'm sure. Again, the idea of having an orderly immigration system, and that doesn't mean that America is closed or anything like that. It simply means that, yes, when people were coming into the country, there had to be some kind of processing. But now there's no processing, really. People are released into the country. They're given some kind of ridiculous court date that might happen in the next 7 years or something like that. And they are just kind of, okay, there you go. And I'm here to tell you, though, too, folks, because what Back, Em and Bob was talking about, too, was so right. What he said about people, you know, they needed to have a means to support themselves, or they had to have some kind of prospects, right, generally speaking. Well, we are sending people into the country. They're illegally in the country. They don't really have prospects. They can't be legitimate in the country. They have to live in the shadows. They have to find a way around the system. They have to get fake papers or things like that. And that is not a recipe for success. It's not a recipe for the American dream, because I'm here to tell you, the far left and the Democrats, I don't think they care about people coming into this country, as we're seeing at the border, that they're coming in to live the American dream, that they're going to have a better life, that they're going to have, you know, better education and better medical and better everything from where they're coming from, because that's why they're coming here. And they don't care that any of these things would happen, because they know that they're going to be illegitimate forever in this country, or until some point where they get the amnesty bill and all this other stuff. But can you imagine, is that the empathy? Is that the we care about people and love people kind of message that they like to send out? I don't know. I don't think that it is. I think that it's wholly something else. Okay, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition continues.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged that Tuesday night's unsuccessful impeachment attempt of Alejandro Mayorkas was a mess, but he expressed readiness to try again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
A handful of Republicans diverged from party lines and opposed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. That helicopter, which was reported missing Tuesday night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. Master P and Snoop Dogg are initiating legal action against two food retailers alleging they are preventing the sale of their cereals. They assert that Post and Walmart have collaborated to sabotage their agreement to distribute Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Thursday edition, and literally the time is flying by again. We're already halfway through hour number two of the program, and I don't know where the time goes. I do know, as I've said before, and I'm still trying to figure it out, it's got to be some kind of Einstein relativity problem, but I'm just going to accept it. I'm not going to keep trying to figure it out, but time flies when you're having fun. We're certainly having fun this morning on the program. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And don't forget, head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website if you'd like to send us a direct message. And I'm telling you that it's great to have you there, and it's great to be here. And anyway, again, we've taken a look at what's happening with Joe Biden. Just in the last segment, we were talking with Backgammon Bob about that. There's another confusion that has emerged that I was just seeing here during the break. This from Bloomberg. President Joe Biden once again mixed up European heads of state, twice conflating former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl with former German Chancellor Angela Merkel while speaking to donors at fundraisers Wednesday in New York. The episode echoed Biden confusing French President Emmanuel Macron with former French President François Mitterrand during a campaign event over the weekend, prompting ridicule across France and social media. The repeated missteps also come as Biden, 81, is battling concerns about his age, which have weighed heavily on his reelection prospects. Three-quarters of voters said they had concerns about Biden's mental and physical health in an NBC News poll released earlier this week. In each case, Biden's mistake occurred while he told a well-worn story about his first Group of Seven summit after taking office in 2021. Now, I do believe that we have an audio for Joe Biden talking about, I believe, now this is, yeah, that's the one with Mitterrand, but I do believe we have another one where he's talking about Hamas. So this is right after he gave his statement about the border bill and how Donald Trump single-handedly killed it and this kind of stuff. And then he was asked a couple of questions as he was putting away his remarks in a folder. So let's listen in.
This indirectly has a lot to do with the hostage deal and what's going on in the Middle East. The decision on what we do relative to Israel, the decision what we do in terms of American funding, of whether we're going to engage with the situation in Ukraine. It all goes to the question of American power. It all goes to, does America keep its word? Does America move forward? There is some movement, and I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition, but from Hamas, but it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's a continuing negotiation right now.
So I don't know what the over the top means. I don't know how much real information was being given there. And it's sad. And I don't relish this at all. I don't think anybody really does. This is the leader of the free world. This is the president of the United States. This is the person who has to stand up to Hamas. And also, folks, the fact that he then sort of reverted to his political, politics speech kind of a thing, politics, manner of speaking, insofar as that Hamas was the opposition. That is also incredibly concerning to me, because I think he sort of vapor locked there for a few moments as he's trying to think of what is it? What is that group, or who gave a response? I just don't know. I'm speculating here, but I don't see how you would ever be in the position to say Hamas is the opposition. That, again, is wholly a term typically used when you're talking about the people on the other side of the aisle, or, the other party that doesn't like your policy and you're trying to hammer it all out, this kind of thing. So that's very, very sad. It's very shocking, and it's very unsettling, to be sure. But that's the president of the United States. So will this mean that the Democrat Party elites, whomever they might be in this case, powers that be, as it were, they'll start realizing that Biden can't go out on a campaign trail. He went through his prepared remarks, but then suddenly on unprepared remarks, he absolutely just loses it. Now, this is the reason why he won't be on the Super Bowl, by the way. This is, I think, the paramount reason. It's not just because they don't want to talk about Israel. They don't want to talk about the opposition that they're getting from certain Arab American groups, campaign-wise. I don't think it's because they just don't want to talk about that. I think they would, to some degree, because it's there. It would be almost unavoidable. And they come up with some kind of, you guessed it, message about it. Here's the message we're trying to give them, but it's because they don't want Biden to start faltering in this way on such a big interview. And then, of course, when he did get the name Hamas, it's because he was prompted, I think, from a reporter in the room there, because it's off microphone, but you do hear him say, Hamas? Oh, yes, Hamas, thank you. It just seems to me that it would be so rare for a president of the United States to forget the name of the terrorist group that attacked Israel. It's not just your typical senior moment. And again, it doesn't give me any pleasure to talk about it like that or to talk about this at all, because whatever this man could say and, carries weight in a crucial situation. President can give an order, or the president can. Now, obviously, you can't just hit the button. Basically, we all know that. That's not how it works. But generally speaking, you don't want the president to vapor lock at a crucial moment, and we lose precious time on reacting to something. But if it wasn't just this, or if it wasn't just the other story about where he thought he talked to Francois Mitterrand, and then Francois Mitterrand and said, well, how long are you back for? That, again, is not, I'm sure, I'm just positive that that's not the way the conversation would have gone. That would not have been the response from a world leader, from a newly elected president to say, we're America's back. Well, how long are you back for? It just doesn't make any sense. That, my friends, I think is, again, Biden sort of conflating other conversations or maybe generating that as an idea that, well, that maybe was the response. I just don't know. Again, I'm just speculating, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited at all. I am trying to point out a very, very important problem that we have collectively as Americans at this point, not Republicans or Democrats or even independents, but as Americans. You can't have your president being this far off the mark on things. But it wasn't just Mitterrand. It's not just Hamas. But now, if you're talking about former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, and with Angela Merkel and all this other stuff, that also just seems like it's cascading at that point, and it's a very, 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 very bad situation. There's just no doubt about that. All right, folks, when we come back, of course, we're going to do our second song of the morning. We'll take a look at the weather as well. And I really appreciate this message we got from Jura. We have been reporting this, of course, about the issues on the stream. And I really do appreciate your message. And we're going to see if we can get it taken care of. I know that they are working on that. But head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got a couple of alternatives there for you, Jura, that you can latch on to right now. And so we appreciate your patience on this as they get all those things straightened out. And we're going to come right back. We've got another great Toby Keith song, by the way. And I think you're really going to like this one. So I hope that you can stay tuned. And then, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We got a lot going on this morning again, folks. It's Thursday, or otherwise known as Friday Eve. I'm going with that one. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. According to the Washington Post, the U.S. strike has killed a militia leader or terrorist leader in Baghdad. According to officials, a U.S. military strike in Baghdad on Wednesday killed the leader of a militia group that has plotted attacks on American troops. The operation targeted a key figure of the Iranian-backed group Khatib Hezbollah, that the Biden administration has blamed for scores of attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since October. And, of course, American positions have been hit with either drones or rockets or missiles at least 168 times. And, of course, also the attack in Jordan that was on January 28th killed three U.S. Soldiers. And so, again, it looks like one of their leaders has now been taken out by U.S. Drone strike. So that is that's some pretty good news to start off this segment of the program. Something else we're going to do in this segment of the program, we'll take a look at the weather, then we'll talk with Denise Simon, but we're going to start off right now with a great song by Toby Keith, who we lost this week to a 3-year battle with stomach cancer. He was a great guy by all accounts. He was a great patriot. And he was a great songwriter and country artist. Let's listen in to Toby Keith. This song is called Made in America.
Our man's
Toby Keith, Made in America.
Made in America.
And that is really just an amazing sort of anthem in its own right, and we really, really love that song. And I know that you do, too, and we're all kind of, you know, having our own reaction and thoughts about Toby Keith. But, wow, what a great song, and what a great collection of songs. And it will be, I don't think we'll ever see his like again, but Toby Keith, of course, after succumbing to stomach cancer after a 3-year battle with it. And so we're just honoring him this week here on the program. I appreciate the suggestions, song suggestions and everything about Toby Keith, and we're going to keep it going, of course, as we go through this week. All right, well, folks, so we'll take a quick look at what's happening in the weather out there. We still got a lot of rain. This is going to be partially looks like, south of Los Angeles, of course, but mostly in San Diego right now is where we see it all on the radar. That's going to head out towards Indio and the Yucca Valley. But if you're coming up Interstate 15 out of Barstow, you're going to be in it all the way to the state line. And it looks like right now all the way to Las Vegas. Last hour, we had a little bit of a respite between state line and Vegas, but that's definitely changed. So you've got all that happening. We've got all kinds of snow as well, straddling the border between Nevada and California, as we look at the radar map right now. This is up near Mammoth Lakes, up near Tonopah, the Nevada side. And then let's see here. One other quick thing to round this out. We do have a lot of rain still going through pretty much down the middle and eastern part of the state of Minnesota this morning. So if you're in St. Paul, you've got all kinds of rain happening there right now. You've got all kinds of rain. And then also this is going to head on down a little bit into northern Iowa right now. And then down towards Des Moines, this is going to be west of Des Moines. You've got rain coming across the interstate there. And that, of course, is going to be in the area of, let's see. And so, again, it's west of Des Moines, as you head just again west of Stewart at this point. So, but by the time you hit Shelby, you should be out of it. So be careful out there, everybody, folks. We want you to get there all in one piece, of course. That's exactly one of the reasons why we take a look at the national weather here at this part of the program each morning. All right, well, it's time now to head over and talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, as we are connecting our studios together here on this wonderful Thursday morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've got a lot to talk about, of course. I was just telling everybody, it looks like we do have one of the leaders of Khatib Hezbollah was killed, I believe, in Baghdad. So score one for the U.S. on that.
I think there are actually two of them with a Hellfire missile.
Wow.
And got them in the car.
Well, again, you can't escape the reach. I mean, that's really what the message should be. This seems to be a pretty significant strike, you know, in addition to what was done. But this seems like this actually takes out somebody who would be significant in this.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting. We knew who he was. And how long have we known that he was a bad guy? Before he, you know, was part of the operation that killed our three servicemen or service people in Jordan, and we just happened to find him traveling in a car in Baghdad.
Very interesting. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It tells you that we know a whole lot more than we think we do. At least we out here and the little people in the world, you know.
Yeah. In other words, they could target these people pretty quickly. Yeah, pretty quickly.
But okay, we got them. Next.
Well, of course, we've got the border thing is collapsing, but as you know, it's these Republicans that have gotten in the way, and but it's interesting to me. I mean, they're talking about a border crisis now, so I guess because it's unavoidable, but they just want everybody to think it's the Republicans who won't do anything.
I think in the Senate there were actually four Democrats that voted against it.
Very interesting indeed. Well, but also because, well, this bill we know is bad. We know it's bad. It should have been H.R. 2, and they should have at least, incorporated, at least tried to incorporate some of its provisions.
I think some of it they did. That's why you got some in the Border Patrol that, you know, liked the bill, only because there were some things in the Senate bill that did give them some help. And they said, you know, we'd like it if they would strip out all the other stuff and just concentrate on giving, you know, us what we need. So that's the only reason that there was, fractured support.
Well,
yes.
Indeed. But ultimately, the Democrats know that the stuff that they want in there is the stuff that's actually going to be more detrimental to everything. And so they're hiding behind this smokescreen of there's a little bit of good, you know, and that's just not right.
Correct.
Indeed it is. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on right there because we're going to start heading out to the break here real quick. When we come back, everybody, much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. We're going to climb up to the top of the hour news right now, get updated on everything, and we're going to come right back with Denise. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two is in the books. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.